When I created disappointing affirmations, I didn't end up posting it. It was something like, if you're in your 40s, your crush from high school is probably going through their second divorce. Shoot your shot.
Hey, welcome to the WTF Divorce Podcast. My name is Rob Roseman. On this show, we talk about everything divorce, whether you're thinking about divorce, going through it, or figuring out life after. Divorce, co-parenting, dating. We cover it all and break it into short clips so it's easy for you to find and learn from. If you want more help, head on over to WTFdivorce.com. Thanks for listening. On to today's show. Real quick, let's talk about the sponsor. Today's WTF Divorce episode is brought to you by SoberLink. If you're going through a divorce and custody case involving alcohol, SoberLink is the solution for you. More on SoberLink at the end of the show. Now, on to today's episode. All right, welcome to the WTF Divorce Podcast. I'm excited for today's guest. Always good to have a guy on the show, Dave Tarnowski. You probably know his Instagram page. It's called Disappointing Affirmations, probably my favorite go-to page on online. Thanks for being here today, Dave.
Thanks for having me, Rob. Appreciate it.
Well, I think we have a, you can bond with somebody online just based on their sense of humor and like
totally.
Their wit. And it's interesting. I'm like, I feel like I know Dave just by like the snarky comments he writes that like speak to, especially people going through divorce. I think it's a great thing that you're putting out there.
Thanks. Thanks. Yeah, no, you've been a follower since the almost day one, I think.
Thanks. 2.2 million followers. And there's
Dude,
a reason. I think like what's crazy, what's awesome about this, and everybody go check out his page if you haven't, is just
thank
like,
you.
It's what do they say? Brevity is the art of wit. Dave's page, it's like seven words. There's no homework and it just hits you. Is that is your background as a writer?
You know, yes, there's a lot of background as a writer. I am a failed novelist. I always say 10, but I can't remember the exact amount of novels that I wrote large chunks of and never finished. And you know, my joke is when I found memes, I was like, oh shit, I could finish these things. You know, and then move on to other things. And so the irony of the book is it's a bunch of tiny little bursts of, you know, because it's just a collection of, like you said, you know, seven words, two lines, three lines, whatever. And man, it's a lot easier writing a chapter out than it is writing something in two or three lines that really clicks.
Oh yeah, so it's not as easy as it looks. You're saying to come up with those five words,
huh. Yeah, and you know it's like sometimes those days I won't put something out because I'm like I'm trying too hard, you know, mm-hmm. which is sort of like the antithesis of what I want to do, you know, and what I tell people basically is just like, you know. That's I think one of the through line messages through everything is don't try so hard. It doesn't really matter. Don't worry. The book and the page, they're all products of divorce and grief and growing from those experiences, you know, fucking my life up several times, you know, it's like, I would say I am the person in these memes, you know, there's no filter. There's no, like, there's no makeup on it. You know, there's no polishing the turd. This is the turd that I am offering you. And it's like, it's the more turdy something is, the more people tend to like it, mm-hmm. you know, but there is a certain line, like what's funny right now is I'm sort of in a good place. You know, and that's not necessarily great for writing, you know, some dark shit, you know, mm-hmm. because I can't necessarily access that genuinely, you know, but I do still have a day job and I go back to work on Monday. So I will have plenty of misery coming my way, you know.
Great for content. The real world yeah. is like, Well, so what is? Can you give us a little peek behind the curtain? Everybody's like, oh, Memes do look easy, and that is the, you know, they are like art. It's supposed to look easy, but there's a lot of work to it. What is like your, do you have a process where you see something, get an idea, you're writing in notes? How does it, how do you produce this art that we love so much?
The best ones just come, you know, and that's why it's so fucking annoying and why it looks so easy, because it's like, you know, one of the things that I need to get back to, I used to be really into, is meditation. And meditation is something that can help you, you know, figure stuff out. Ooh, moment of puberty there. And, but there are other moments in life that are meditative, and, you know, you realize that one of them is when you're taking a shower, right? Because you're just so, and that's why they say the shower ideas, you know, those things. And I've literally had them where I'm just like, shit, I gotta get my phone, you know, and write this down before I forget, because I will forget, you know, and I'll tell myself I'm always going to remember. But actually do, I do a lot of like just jotting stuff down, you know, at, you know, randomly. And, you know, the, but the process of it, is usually how am I feeling this morning, and what is it that I feel like adding to the conversation? You know, do I feel like just having fun today, being doing a little fluff, or, you know, do I want to do a throwback? You know, it's like, there's one thing about people with social media and anything, it's like, we don't tend to scroll that far, you know, we'll scroll for a few minutes and then we get distracted and move on. So it's just like, there's some from the past that I'm like, I'm going to give this one new life, you know, because I kind of feel like this today. And so, because, you know, as I've said, this is my autobiography, I'm always going to be feeling that way again at some point. So there's a lot of stealing from myself in a sense. And writing new ones is, it's always a challenge, because there's always a level of stage fright too. You know, it's like, now that I have this thing, I'm ready to unleash it on the world. How are they going to feel?
Right. You know, you can't control that part, right? Like they say, you never know which one's going to hit. You're like, I thought that was hilarious. I got 8 views. And then, you know, this one that I thought was okay is going viral. That's an amazing thing about social media. It's like,
exactly.
And why I know I still have to learn this every day. Just put it out there. Almost even if it sucks, right? Just be like, I need to get the muscle working.
My fiction writing professor gave me the best advice, and it was just allow yourself to suck. And it's the only way through doing shitty work, you know, because as a creative, you know, whatever it is, you know, that you do creatively, you're going to suck, you know, you're going to have moments of greatness, but you're going to have a lot of shitty moments, you know, and as long as you enjoy it, you know, as long as it gets, you get something out of it. And one of my big things is, you know, as, and this is a whole other podcast, but as a recovering alcoholic, you know, I just always think that, you know, service is key. You know, it's something that's sort of been my MO for a long time. It's just been like, how can I help people with this? And it's hard, because some of the stuff, you know, someone will come along and the stuff can be very polarizing, right? Particularly what I write, and someone will come along and be like, how dare you say this, you know, like, have a panic attack, you've earned it, right? That was the meme that started it all, kind of. And, you know, a lot of people love it, they get it, but other people, they're just like, I have panic disorder, how, you know, and this is horrible. And I get that. I understand that. And there's always going to be, you know, was the thing, even the Beatles, you know, weren't loved by everybody, you know, so.
Yeah, That's interesting. How did you, I know you've got a few pages that I actually have another one I want to ask you about, but where did you get the idea of contrast, which is a great, you know, use of art, contrasting the like mountains and the sunsets and putting that with the snark? I haven't seen that done before. And I'm like, oh, it's brilliant.
It was truly, thank you, by the way. So it was the moment when I decided I was going to step out of the shadows, so to speak, because my other pages, Nick Cave and the Bad Memes was my biggest one prior to this. And also I had a page called Sad Peaks, which was Twin Peaks and David Lynch related, and Don Draper, which was a Mad Men page. That one was the most recent that I had started, and I hadn't really gotten off the ground before I kind of got tired of that format. I wanted to go more, and I had been doing this with those pages, but I wanted to go harder with the mental health angle and the nonfiction angle of it all, because it's like that stuff you can write whatever you want on a photo of somebody, you know, and it's fun to, you know, have this person stand in for this feeling and this thing for this. Memes are awesome, you know, I absolutely love them. And I do kind of sometimes miss the old formats, but one of the other things was, you know, and it was sort of such a meeting of so many different parts of my life at this moment. But I was thinking, if I'm going to do something and it's going to be a career, because I've always wanted a career in writing, a career in being a creative. And people were always asking me to do stuff like, say, calendars or whatever of the other stuff that I was doing. But I didn't own any of that stuff. You know, I didn't have the license to any of that stuff. And what I did have was a phone that had a photo library that was filled with old vacation photos. And I was like, I could put these to use. They're just sitting there, you know? And they're, you know, I did once upon a time fancy myself as, you know, a amateur photographer or whatever, but it was just, they're all iPhone photos. Mm-hmm. You know, that's everything that I use is just directly from my iPhone. And the page was born. Mm. You know,
so those aren't stock photos, those are actual photos that you've taken. Wow, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah,
so there is story, there is like a real depth behind it, which is
there is.
That's what's cool, is like everybody is complex, like it's relatable. It's like, look at this beautiful thing and look at this awful thing. And I'm like, especially as a parent and divorced, I'm like, I feel all of those feelings within a 2 second time frame, and you're capturing, you know, that feeling. I think that's why it's resonating with so many people.
When it works, it works. And you know, and that's the fact that it resonates with so many just super validates me, and you know, makes me feel seen. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the biggest thing that I want anyone to come away from this with, is, you know, them feeling seen, you know, and flipping through and, you know, finding one that matches exactly where they are at exactly this moment in time. And that's sort of like the beauty of this, is that, you know, I am here for that one person. You know, it's like 2 million is, it's beyond comprehension to me at this point, because Nick Cave and the Bad Memes, it was 200,000. That was where that peaked at. So, and that had been around for what I want to say 5 years before I started this page. But it's super niche, and that's another thing about this page. This page is reaching a lot more people because of the natural photo background and the affirmation side of it. And I love taking a fucking useless platitude and making it into something. Like, I was talking to my aunt the other day, and she just put it the best way. She said, "You're taking life's lemons and making lemonade." And I'm just like, I really like that, because it's really looking at all of the shit of life, you know, and kind of like saying things that people think but don't say, you know.
And I think we all, deep down, are rolling our eyes at all of the motivational posters. I'm like, this is bullshit. Like, I like that feeling. I like the sentiment, but like, you kind of, I like how you mash the two of them.
Yeah, there are certain ones like, you know, and I wish I could say I'm above, you know, bashing people. I'm not above bashing people. I had to like pause myself, but like the people who like that stuff, it's fine. You know, it's like, if that's what you enjoy, that's what you enjoy. But yeah, I find something lacking about cutesy stuff, you know, like, I don't want to start shit with anybody. So I'm not going to name anyone in particular.
What is it? Well, you're an artist, you've seen writing. It seems like memes are a relatively new form of expression. What is it about the meme in particular that you think has like kind of just taken over the world, and it's this form of arts, form of communication, form of marketing? What is a meme, and like, why is it so powerful today?
It's a damn good question. The cynical part of me wants to say that it's because we have no fucking attention span anymore. And so if you have a story told to you in 5 seconds, you know, and it hits something in you, you know, because that's sort of the thing too, right? Like, as an artist, I get a hit when people enjoy my stuff. But as a viewer, I get a hit when I enjoy other people's stuff. So either way, it's an endorphin kind of thing. You know, even if it's a tiny little, oh, ha, ha, ha. That was the moment of joy that you experienced, you know? And God, I am almost bordering on positive affirmation territory. But, you know, but those moments of joy make up a life. You know, it's everything else is shit. You know, you gotta like, or everything else is either shit or it's just mundane. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the normal stuff. Like, nobody remembers that crap they took last week unless it was incredible, you know. But you will remember this movie that you saw. You know, that's why art is so important. And memes are a form of art. You know, they absolutely are. And you know, when I started making them, which was probably at this point about 10 years ago. And ironically, the very first ones that I made were on photos that I myself took of nature. Back then, I called it lowering your expectations, I think. But I lost interest in it or whatever. And it came back around, you know, and that's the thing that I love about disappointing affirmations too, is that it's like, I was meant to go on this journey, you know, with those other pages that I used to run and still will occasionally post on, to come full circle to 2014 basically. So yeah, so it's been a 10 year run of meme making. And the thing that I do love about it, sorry, my voice is going, talking a lot more than I usually do lately. When I first started doing them, I had still been an aspiring novelist. And there was some point when, I think it was around when I got on Instagram and things started hitting off on my first, on the Cave and the Bad Memes, the first page. I really got into the whole like, oh, throwing words on a page and, you know, sharing it with the world, like right then and there, as opposed to them waiting, you know, however long for a book, you know, that I don't still want to write a novel, you know, I've still got one of them in me, but I think I'm more self-help now. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Something just changed, but,
yeah, I think what you said too, it's like about the, It's like you've got image, you've got text, and the big thing, unfortunately, our attention spans are about 5 seconds. So it's like if you can give somebody that feeling, because that's all art or anything is, it's like you're trying to give somebody a feeling. So it's like we laugh at them and we kind of treat them as disposable, but it really is in a lot of ways, especially in the world of the internet, the most powerful way to connect with somebody
It
and to
is.
That's why, like you said, I mean, make people feel less alone, like they're not the only ones going through it, which I think was a great fit with divorce, which I know you've been
Right.
through a couple times. And yes, there you might have to come up with like one or two just for divorce to wink to
Yeah.
that part of your life.
Yeah, no, it's well, I mean, it's we're there are, talks about like a second book and what what that might look like. And I certainly am thinking of, because this one tells the story over 80 memes. It's very loosely told, but the next one, I think I want to have more sections, and so one of them will definitely be relationships. I love talking about relationships, and yeah, there's it's just it's tough because and this is one thing that I'm sure you can relate to when it comes to just being so nonfiction. When other real people in the world that are involved, it kind of can shape how you talk about things, and what you talk about. And there's certainly a lot of self-censorship, because you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings, even if they've hurt yours immensely or whatever. I mean, other people would go out there and be like, "Ah, oh, fuck this person," but it's I've always been hesitant to write anything that's specific to any relationship I've been to, or anything that would like specifically point somebody out. But I think the longer I'm single, because I've literally it's been 4 years now since my ex and I split, haven't dated a single person. It's been so amazing. Not to say it hasn't been all roses, but where I am right now, having gone through 4 years of being completely single, I feel like a Jedi single person. I'm just like, I don't need I don't need anything. And it's a lovely place to be in,
Is that a something you think of as guys going through divorce in particular that you struggled with and you sounds like you really recommend to people that are dealing with
Oh
divorce?
yeah. I mean, look, it's we're I'm sort of realistic about it, and if I could remember the correct wording, because it was like the second meme that I wrote that was around the time when I created disappointing affirmations. I didn't end up posting it. It was something like, if you're in your 40s, your crush from high school is probably going through their second divorce. Shoot your shot. It was something along those lines. But that's just the reality of it. It's like, I'm like, okay, I had my first divorce when I was 30. My second divorce now in my 40s. So I guess my third will be in my 50s at some point,
Well, the content you're going to mine from it is,
Oh man.
it's like you said, it's a gift. It's a gift to the world because we are all going through it, and it's like it is such an isolating feeling. So I think seeing people's art, whatever form it's in, is really it helps a lot of people. So do you have a copy of the book we can show people? We're gonna do a
Ew, right here. Disappointing
awesome.
Affirmations, Unfollow Your Dreams by Dave Tarnowski.
I love it, Dave. We're gonna do a giveaway where we're also gonna give away. It pairs nicely with the WTF divorce
Yes, it
journal,
does.
so you get your writing out in the journal, and then you get your like. I feel like your book's a great coffee table book where you can just flip through
Totally.
it.
Totally.
Yeah, I'm excited to share it, and I
No,
know
me too.
our audience is going to dig it. So, Dave, tell people where they can find the book and find your page.
Well, I'm exclusively on Instagram at Disappointing Affirmations, or I should say at Disappointing Affirmations. That always, and my book is out in North America right now, and it's hard with publishing, I'm sure, as you know, about like people overseas. It's like my book is available everywhere. You just have to find it. So you might have to look a little bit if you're not in the United States, but if you are in the States, it's on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, in your local bookstore. It's also out next month in the UK and Australia, and think most of Europe at that point, most of the rest of the world. So we'll see,
Well,
but thank you.
I just left my 5-star review. I recommend
Oh
everybody
man,
grab it.
appreciate it.
And I think it makes, and this is the same thing I think about the divorce book, a great gift. Like, what the hell do you get from somebody? Amazon, one click. You're the funniest guy ever for sending it to me. So thank you, Dave, for sharing your art, your feelings, everything into the world. It really is a gift, and we appreciate you.
Thank you, Rob, for having me on. I appreciate it. And thank you for everything that you do for divorced guys like me everywhere. And
Appreciate it,
gals, I'm
man.
sure.
Yeah, I'll see you.
All right, take care, Rob.
As we head into divorce month, filings are up and people's tolerance is down. This may feel especially true if you're on the cusp of co-parenting with an ex who has questionable drinking habits. If this sounds familiar, then preparation really is key, and there's no better tool on the market to safeguard your kids than SoberLink. You guys know I'm a fan of SoberLink, a co-parenting tool that uses a high-tech breathalyzer system to send you instant results of a co-parent's alcohol levels. When your co-parent tests, their identity is automatically confirmed with facial recognition and tamper sensors to ensure no cheating has occurred. You then get instant proof that your kids are safe in their care. Set up your family for success and include SoberLink's court-admissible system in your parenting agreement. Visit www.soberlink.com/WTF to learn more and get $50 off your device.